going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the list everyone hates waking up to. The list your significant other leaves you, and your job is to make sure every single item is checked off by the time they get home. Otherwise, there will be consequences.
Dare I say hell to pay?
There will be hell to pay. Speaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. Anyone else receive a honey-do list every day from their loved one? How annoying is that?
I always was under the impression that the honey-do list was only for men, only for husbands, and it was for when your wife was going to be gone for a significant amount of time, or it was a weekend and there was a built-in time for a project to take place. Or maybe a rolling list of, like, the garage needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
The lawn needs to be mowed.
I can't imagine working 50, 60 hours a week, and then your wife is demanding, you got to make sure this weekend on your time off that the garage is perfectly clean along with the attic in the basement. What? But when you're type A like me, you never have to clean a thing because everything's neaty and tidy and in order.
Right. So the honey-do list, okay, let's get back into it. We touched on it like a couple weeks ago, and I kind of said in passing that my girlfriend, Patrice, every single day will schedule a text to fire out of a honey-do list for me to do. This normally consists of like anywhere from 2 to 5 things.
Every day.
Every day.
So there's always something that needs
to be done. There's always something that needs to be done.
Okay.
And for me and my personality, and I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I hate being told what to do. There's one thing in this world I hate, it's that. But I'm at a crossroads because I also love a list.
I love a list. I think it's the dopamine fix for you.
It's the you gotta check it off. It's the looking at how much you have. It's like climbing a mountain. It's the crossing it off. It's all like, a huge rush for me.
I have friends who make lists. They'll forget to put an item on there and they'll do it. Then they'll go back to the list, add that item just so they can cross it off. I'm like, you're sick.
That's literally me. So I'm.
Does she ever, when she makes these lists for you, does she ever start them with please or thank you?
Oh, it's always like, good morning, sweetheart.
All that, yeah.
Love you so much. Here's your honey-do list for the day.
And it's on paper or digital?
It's all digital.
It's all digital.
It's getting fired out. It's being scheduled. They're all scheduled. Like, I didn't even know that was a feature on the iPhone. I think it's a newer feature. You can schedule out a text message. So, pro tip, if it's somebody's birthday coming up and you know you're going to forget, schedule out that happy birthday text ahead of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hello, PXY.
Hi, it's Breezy's girlfriend.
Hi, Patrice.
Patrice.
So you, every single morning, let's get right into it. You make a honey-do list for Breezy, and you leave it on the counter for her, so when she gets home, all the stuff on the list needs to be completed?
No.
So kind of, but it's digital. So I don't know if you know this, but I just learned about this. You can, like, set a text so it delivers, like, later.
A scheduled text.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is that for the iPhone 16?
That's what I have.
Oh, it is. Okay, we don't have that.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, a software update.
It might
update.
Be an update, like an iOS update.
I won't update my phone, though, because I refuse. But anyways.
Okay.
So you schedule the text to come in.
Yes. Every night I'll ask her what her day looks like for the next day, and I will schedule a text for around, like, 1 o'clock when she's, you know, usually scheduled to be home after work and working out.
When she's usually rotting in bed.
Yes, when she thinks she's going to be rotting in bed. They are very simple tasks. It's like showering, putting your clothes away.
Wait, time out. You have to tell Breezy to shower. That's on her to-do list? You're joking.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes
you're
it is.
You're joking.
It is sometimes.
I'm dying. We already know.
Are you not embarrassed? Hey, are you not embarrassed?
Not even remotely.
What else is on the list?
So, like, today's list includes picking up the dog, feeding the dog, and then emptying the dishwasher. Simple. Very simple. I'm not asking her to rebuild our whole apartment.
Oh, my God. I'm being worked to the bone.
Here's what I don't get. Okay? And maybe I'm totally different here. But when you know and see that something needs to be done, why do you have to be told? Why don't you just do it?
Right.
Well, all those things are out of my... All of those things are out of my line of sight. I don't know where the dog is. I don't open the dishwasher.
You... Wait a second. Patrice, you want to have a baby with this person? Come on.
We're still figuring that out.
When are you going to get it through your thick skull that you and I belong together?
I've gotten it. We got to talk to Breezy. I understand.
You both are sinister.
It's so weird. And I understand why some women get pissed off at their husbands, because this is the most basic stuff. And
yes.
Patrice thought she was a lesbian, but she is a full-fledged heterosexual with a husband, a lazy husband at that.
That's
Breezy is my deadbeat boyfriend.
I think it's more of my OCD and being type A, where I take care of everything right away, because if I start to worry about it later, because I'm the type of guy where I work now and play later, because if not, I'm worrying about it, I'm thinking about it, and I'm not enjoying myself.
As annoying as the lists are, I will say they do give me a sense of purpose.
We're very happy for you that you can contribute in your relationship.
But honestly, yes, like, it works for us, and I know a lot of people...
But you have to be told to shower.
Yeah, but, like, I am a very much so, like, reward... based person. So, like, when I come home and I get a pat on the head from Patrice and I'm like, I did my list.
That's a different self.
Everything's done.
She's not patting you on the head. She's feeding you espresso martinis.
That is true. She promises to take me out on dates if I complete. Nothing makes me more happy and just geared up than crossing things off a list. It really keeps me motivated. So yeah, it works for us, and I do think it's annoying, but she's right. It needs to be done, and I don't know what needs to be done. My eyes are closed the majority of the time.
Kind of like when you do the show.
Period.
Patrice,
exactly.
Real quick, if there's one thing about Breezy, because I know how much you two love each other, and that makes me happy, but if there's one thing about this relationship for her you could change, what would it be?
The drama.
Oh, yeah. Enough said. Breezy's girlfriend, everyone. All right. Thanks for coming.
So
thanks
much.
For coming. 585-252-9800. How many of you listening also give your spouse or significant other the honey do list? Patrice, I'll see you soon, okay?
See you. Love you both.
And
bye.
Breezy, by the way, Breezy doesn't have to be there. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Text me. See you later.
Bye. All right.
this person says, dang, breezy, lazy, and unclean. Imagine needing a reward to have good hygiene. No need to imagine, sweetie. This is my reality. No well need to said. Imagine.
Well said. That's why she's. That's why you got to constantly wash the bed sheets because you stink. Marcus says, good morning, guys. I'm laughing so hard this morning. My honey-do list includes the level of quality my spouse expects for each item. Vacuum house, 75%. Clean oven, only 50%. Take out the trash, 100%. Who's this person? Goodness. Moose, the reason why some people have to make their spouse a honey-do list is because not everyone is type A like you.
Right. I mean,
so if you ever get married to someone similar to Breezy, you better believe you will be making this list left and right. I don't know.
That was the funniest joke all morning.
It sure was.